morning and welcome once again. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we are live in studio today, and we are talking with our friends once again from Storm Walker Ranch. Kelly Goodall, thank you very much for coming on in. We also have Danita Ernest in here with us today, and we're going to talk to everybody about a whole lot of things. But first of all, we're giving away stuff.
Woohoo! Yes, we did. Yeah. Oh, how exciting. We have given away our first week of prizes with Stormwalker Ranch's Open for Business giveaway.
Yes.
So what I want to do is let you know that Stormwalker Ranch is having a little fun during this COVID flattening out of the curve.
Yes.
And we started last week with an Open for Business giveaway to our community, to our region. And so we want everyone as much as possible to participate in this. And this is to support the governor's plan to reopen Oklahoma responsibly and safely. So we're holding this little giveaway. And I want to start today with discussing the grand prize.
Let's do that.
Okay. So this is going to be announced on June 3rd. This is a fantastic opportunity. It is a vacation that can be used for you or your friends or family, and it includes a $3,000 Delta Airlines gift card, a seven-night stay in a two-bedroom villa. Last week I said for two, but this is a two-bedroom villa.
Ooh.
In the location of the winner's choice. The villas are part of a Marriott Vacation Club or Blue Green Vacation, depending on the dates and destination of your choice. And you work that out with us after you win.
Sweet.
All right. The vacation package is also good for an entire year for you to access and engage. And it can possibly be extended to 18 months because we want to be sensitive to people's travel and, you know, how our, you know, COVID flattening goes in terms of moving forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, last week we gave away a $1,300 gift card to Edge Salon.
Yes.
This is for a year's worth of hair treatments, and the blessed winner was Lindsay Fowler. We congratulate her. We're so excited for her to have received this. So she's been contacted, and I know that she's going to enjoy that opportunity to have those services done at the Edge Salon. So what do we do going forward? This week, we're giving away a two massage package. Ooh. So it's two packages, all right? One package of four massages from Simple Serenity, all right? And then a second package of four more massages at Bodyscape Therapeutic Massage. So you have until Friday at 11:30 a.m. to enter, and this is how you do it. You text to SWR 50700. So you go to 50700 and you text SWR. So we look forward to lots of entries and for people to be encouraged to try this so that you can do something wonderful for yourself and for your family. And we're just excited about this second week of coming into this giveaway for people's participation. Now, it's not over. We have two more weeks after this week, and then we have the grand prize. So next week, just to keep your interest in so that you stay engaged, the following week we're going to have dinner certificates to Sterling's, Painted Horse, and Crossing Second. Mm-hmm. It's one person gets coupons for each one of those three restaurants here in town. And we're so appreciative of their support of all of our organizations, our companies that are participating in this. This is our support of them in terms of what they're doing to come back into opening their businesses for our benefit. So we are so excited about that. And then our final week, the fourth week, this is a great opportunity. The fourth week, we're giving away a full family membership to the YMCA. So, you know, something that's going on our Facebook page and also on our stormwalker.com page, excuse me, our internet, our webpage, is that you can go and you'll see a button as soon as you go to stormwalker.com or go to our Facebook page. You're going to see a video of Clay and Phyllis Scott. Mm-hmm. They're the founders of Stormwalker Ranch. And they give a full description of what's going on. And you'll learn all the details. You can visually see the details on our stormwalker.com page because it's a full layout of everything. So if you want to read up on all of this and determine, you know, all right, well, any questions you might have, you'll probably find that there. So we encourage people to make sure that they get out and text SWR to 50700. That's 50700 SWR. And hey, we just wish all the best to everybody that's participating with us. And thanks so much for joining us.
Well, you're going to love that webpage too. I said it the last time you were here. That will take you by the eyes and take you places because there's just so much going on there. And it's all very interesting and it's very interactive. It's something else. We have a special guest in here coming up from Caney Valley High School in Kansas. We have Danita Ernest, and you're the school counselor there.
I am.
Yeah. And you've been with a program called SPURS.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, SPURS is a program that allows our district to bring students down to the ranch to interact with the staff to help us develop skills that we want students to know, but we want them to learn it in a different manner than just out of a textbook.
I like that. Now, in a different manner rather than a textbook. That would have to be a real-life experience.
It is a real-life experience. One of the standards that our governor of Kansas wants us to pay special attention to is the social-emotional wellness of each of our students.
Important.
That is more caught, I guess, sometimes than taught, but we do teach it in the classroom on a daily basis through just regular interactions with teachers and students and staff, but we wanted to pay more attention to, you know, the learning side of it and getting them out of the seat, taking them out to some place that some of them will never be able to go to spend time with horses.
Wow. This is called equine experiential learning. And what transpires when we bring the kids out into this setting?
Okay. So I have a couple of different kinds of groups that I have taken.
Okay.
This past year, the 2019 school year, I was able to take every single one of my 7th through 12th grade students to the ranch. We brought two groups a week. We have groups kind of like home groups, and two of those groups would go each week. So that each group had about 15 kids, and we arranged for transportation every week for them to go. Our district is 100% supportive and fully on board with this. And so we would transport them to the ranch, and the staff there, can I mention names?
Oh,
is
yes.
It okay to mention? Okay.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Love to.
Miss Naomi is the one that kind of does the front end work with us down at the ranch, and I work directly with her. She's amazing. And then the kids arrive, and she and Mindy and Jimmy usually have an interactive activity for the students. So they're outside. If it's cold and rainy, they may be in the arena, in the indoor arena that they have there. But they have a group activity. So they're kind of playing, which is something that a lot of our kids don't really do a whole lot of anymore. They spend a lot of time inside. So they're outside, they're playing a game, they're learning to interact with one another, they're learning to communicate. And they don't just play the game, like they will stop the game every now and then and just say, hey, did you see what just happened right there? You know, you guys were doing a really good job communicating. How do you think that helped you win this game? You know, or it might be the other side, like, hey, did you see how you communicated right there? That really didn't work well, did it? No, it didn't work well. You know, so it's actually, they're taking everything we do and they're giving them skills that's going to help them be successful in life.
Wow. You know, you see this a lot with corporate retreats and things like that, where you'll be involved in an exercise where a lot of this happens. And I see where Spurs transfers well into that.
Yes. I'm just going to interject here that for what we're doing at the ranch, this is, as Danita's here, what she's describing is what we've designed for schools and for educational groups to come in. But we also do the same type of program. We customize it for group leaders, business owners, managers, and executives in corporate settings. So that's also an availability in terms of other things that we do here at the ranch, and it would come under this particular program, our Spurs program. Remember last week we talked about Generation Ride? That is specifically our riding lesson program. This is a completely separate program, and it's called Spurs. We have another couple programs we'll introduce later on in the next couple of weeks, but this one is for the specific aspect of team building and leadership and relationship development using the equine experiential learning activities Danita's describing.
Now, Danita, I understand that this has been working pretty well. You've been doing this now for 3 years?
This next year will be the beginning of our third year.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
And the benefits, the kids come away maybe just like having an aha moment.
Yeah, so the first year I started, I brought a group of kids, and it was a pretty intense. I brought them for the same group of kids for 3 hours every other Friday. Mm-hmm. So those kids got 6 full hours of Stormwalker Ranch for a whole semester. Mm-hmm. And those kids were just kids that maybe didn't, the classroom setting was not their cup of tea.
I was one of those.
Yeah, they needed to be outside.
Yeah.
A lot of them needed some extra skills in how to communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have not known how to communicate well, or when I get mad or I get frustrated, I can't just reach out and touch someone. I need to learn how to work through those feelings. So those kids, they kind of got it all kicked off for us.
Good.
And there was just a whole bunch of stuff that Byron did, which is the trainer. He's the horse trainer.
He's one of them. Yes,
yeah, he's one of them. And he works with our kids, and he's amazing. All of my kids love him. He's got a story, you know, that he can connect with them and kind of say, you know, this is where I was. And they can go, oh, wow, you were there, you know, and kind of seeing where he's at now and that he's a successful person, you know, and being able to grab a hold of that stuff. Like, I can do this, you know, I can go from where I'm at and become something better than what I am right now.
It's that connection that connects the dots to, you know, here to, whoa, over there.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
It's the I can. I think it's really important.
Well, and it's funny that you say that, because through the course of that year, what I saw was there was a lot of verbiage that Byron used, like recognizing the try, being present, just a lot of different things that every single time I left as an educator, I was like, that is good stuff.
Like, you go, Byron, you rock.
Yeah, he does. And it just was good, good stuff. And I went back to school and I told my principal, I'm like, all of our teachers need to hear this. You know, I went every time they went, I participated when they participated. And like I said, I learned just as much as they did. So what we did, Mr. Vargas, our superintendent, who is absolutely amazing, he's like, yeah, let's do it. So Byron and Stormwalker Ranch paired together and offered us a professional development for every single one of our teachers. And so every elementary teacher and every high school teacher this last August, that's what we did for our professional development day, something we've never, ever done before. The Painted Horse Saloon, I think, down here hosted us and fed us an amazing meal. And Byron did his presentation from there, because I wanted my teachers, this was the whole goal, and this is Byron's heart, is just, you know, learning relationships, you know, having those relationships with kids and with people. And I wanted my students to all hear the same verbiage, you know, okay, you didn't get your full worksheet completed, but you know what, you got You got 25 of the 30 done. I appreciate the try. You know, let's try for all 30 next time, you know, or maybe a kid's tardy every single day of the week and he comes in one day not. Recognize that try. And then we're probably going to see, hey, let's try for 2 days, you know, like, hey, I'm glad that you tried to get here on time today.
And every day is a world record.
Every day is a world record. Or one of my favorite is, I love recognizing the tribe, but being present and just being able to say, hey, Kelly, let's be present, you know, just to draw that kid's attention back to you because they now know the verbiage. All of the teachers know the verbiage. All of the kids know the verbiage. So when I say, let's get present, they know what I'm talking about.
You know, it's interesting. As you're describing these things, a couple other words come to mind for me, because Stormwalker is based on the idea of building partnership, and that being present is, you have to be present when you're in partnership with another person. And so that's one of the other elements that we as an organization and in our program with our horses are trying to connect the people to the horse. And our motto is helping horses help people, which is what Danita is describing is transpiring. We're accomplishing that through the use of the horse and teaching people how to communicate with people, but using the horse to get that started.
Wow. I want to thank you for being with us here today. Our time's kind of running on us here, but thanks for sharing with how this has worked well with your students and your entire school. And also, we need to tell people how they can get a hold of Stormwalker Ranch and ask about all of the great programs that we have going on.
Wonderful. Stormwalker Ranch is located out in Dewey.
Yes.
We are about, we're just past Pumpin' Pete's out there, yeah. And we're near 1100 Road. Our phone number is 877-545-7770. And don't forget to text SWR to 50700 for your 8 massages this week and the entry into our grand prize, which is that Delta Airlines gift card and the week's vacation anywhere in the world.
Well, Danita and Kelly, great to have you both in studio today.
Thank you for having us, Tom.
Have a blessed day, and thank you.
You too. God bless.
You've been listening to our Community Connection program right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you in part by Arnold Morton Camp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.